Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it a blues for Nina. Say, baby, can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons? Sister to the distant yet rising star, is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. How on legs that'll spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important. They call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings of distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, man. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Because rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry-ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
On air now. All right. Young lady might have some technical difficulties online. All right, poor Jules, can you hear us? All right, so I'm going to make sure of something here.
All right.
There she is.
Go. Are we good? We're in here. Great. This is a product of Beverly Nation, the O&E Host Show with your host, Poetic Jews. On air now from Lagos. Dial 516-453-9133 to tune in. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Poetic Jewel. Follow me on Instagram at poeticjewel.misha. That's poeticjewel.misha. Dropping jewels one step at a time. On today's show. Hello, all. Hello, hello, all. I missed you guys. It's been a while. On tonight's show, we are going to tell my side of the story. I'm ready to tell my story. And so it's a special one. I have friends from all walks of life. And on tonight's show, I'd like to help my listeners gain perspective on the lifestyle. So the lifestyle is, for those of you who don't necessarily know of lifestyle, is somewhat of a secret society of like-minded single adults and married couples who want to explore themselves and their sexual options. We have clubs and resorts, cruises, websites dedicated to entertaining the sexual revolution, but has seemingly become more popular due to the internet. Today's guests have some input on the subject that they like to share. But in the meantime, we're going to get kicked off with my very special guest, the poetess, Mosaic Mirage, is going to kick us off with her incomparable, ever-flowing, erotic style of poetry. Miss Mirage?
Thank you. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whatever it is to whoever's listening.
Yes, we are from 6:30 p.m.
here.
Right.
Exactly.
It's 9:30 Eastern. Great to have you on. I hope your day was great.
Thank you for having me. It was. It was busy, productive, blessed, healthy, whole, happy, all of that.
Well, that is excellent. Mosaic, tell us where we can find you. Give us some of your platforms where we can find your work.
You can find me on IG, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, OnlyFans, Mosaic Mirage. It's everything. You can Google me. Don't put no spaces. Mosaic Mirage, that's where you can find me. I'm the first thing that pops up.
Well, that is excellent. We have got a few guests that will be coming on after you, and I want to give you time for us to get into your poems and then talk about what may have inspired you. And so if you are ready, we'll go ahead and get right into that.
Absolutely. So this piece, Atom, is spelled A-T-O-M. I wrote this pertaining to the book of Genesis. Although I'm not religious, I believe that the black woman is God. I believe that black love is how we create and become the creator. So Adam to me is, I guess, the birthing of that and how I see God in his image as black love. So
that's very creative.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
They say, in the beginning, God started creation. But what he meant was he was molding you. The first day, light was created and your skin was constructed to withstand the sun, to be the direct reflection of light. And that's where I can look at you for hours and not go blind. The second day, the skies were created. This was the breath you spoke with the conviction of power to reign. Your breath against my ear is what heaven felt like. The third day, dry land, seas, plants, and trees, which is why your skin matches the earth. You look like brown sugar and honey. The veins in your arms flow like the rivers that split mountains. Every hill was formed from the curve of your lips. The fourth day, the sun, moon, stars were created. This was your ego, your masculinity and femininity, and the way you held yourself like a king. The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea and creatures that fly were created so you could muster up hurricanes to bring the world to its knees without a flash, flood, warning. The sixth day, animals that live on the land and finally humans, made in the image of God. But here we are. Who created who? Are you the lightning fast waves that course through my veins or the river crashing through me? Are you the ocean that splits lands apart? Or are you the roots from my tree? Were you the wind kissing my ears or the galaxy above watching over me? Maybe you were the creator. Maybe by day seven, God finished his work of perfection, and that's why he rested, making the seventh day a holy day. Because even when creating you, he took his time. So Sunday through Monday, I worship you. Not in the sense you're better than me, but equally yoked. When God created Adam, he also created Eve, duality. I am you, and you are me. Thank you.
Drop the mic, girl. That was
Thank you.
And you know it. Your cadence, your everything about it was great. I really enjoy your accent. I can't really tell what it is, but there's something going on there. But the style that you're using is just so freaking hot. I can't, I mean, I love it. I really do. I enjoy that
Thank
a whole
you.
Lot. So what was the inspiration behind that?
I would say it was actually somebody off of Clubhouse. And him and I, we just were going into rooms. They were like mental health rooms, intimate rooms, poetry rooms, and we were just sharing back and forth childhood traumas, what we were going through, how we got past it, like our steps to getting over what we are going through, and just love. And I made that in his image, I guess, because he is my direct reflection, and the fine God that he is too. So that's why I say, like, who created who in my poem? Because if I'm the narrator and I'm creating you, but you're also creating me, it's infinite. So that's who he was to me. He is infinite possibilities.
Well, that was dope, and I hope that he had an opportunity to know that he played a role in such an amazing piece of artwork, because that was truly dope. You are out of Seattle, Washington, and it's 6:30 where you are. We've got network, no, actually 6:41. It's 9:41 where we are, and I would love to. I'm sure we got a. Before we get into a commercial break, I want to get you to spit another one for us and tell us what
okay.
it's about or the title.
The next one is Garden of Eden.
It should be interesting. The floor is yours.
Going to it. My apologies.
It's all good. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you to the woman before me. You see, I got the king that's never been on the battlefield but goes to war every single day. Fighting every statistic placed against him but still placing more roses on a grave. The man who's given more of himself than he got in return, compromising what made him a king. The man who wears his heart on his sleeve, guarded by steel doors because those closest to him always tend to leave. Almost never having that second to breathe, carrying the weight of the world with a soul that bleeds. It's easy to misinterpret the intentions of your heart when you yourself haven't nurtured it. Much like clay, I teach you by placing my hands against your hands. Deeply rooted in your soil, fingertips intertwined with mine, planting seeds of your own to feel what a solid foundation feels like. I place my lips against your lips so your roots know what my nutrients taste like. My skin against your skin. Like the sun on your face, creating your photosynthesis. Watering your own garden every day, seeing your labored fruits flourish. The melody of your words flowing away make the ancestors blush. I mean, I could listen to every connotation if it meant it was dripping off of your tongue, holding on to your cadence like it was the last thing on earth. Somehow being next to you, I'm soft. Vulnerable. You are my botanical garden, my Eden on earth.
You had to give me a second to get myself back together because I was totally someplace else. Oh, my
yes.
God, is Eden. It was everything right here on earth. I just went through that like the weekend. I don't even know how to come back to that. My Garden of Eden on earth, like that was really dope. So we are going to go ahead on and go into this music break with DJ Olasky. Do your thing.
Pull up my hood, best dress. Next thing, upgrade, who's next? Rich boy, got him on deck. Good boy, tell that nigga fetch. I put my new man on a leash. Traded in my old nigga, he was just a lease. Ride around town till I leave. I gave that boy a round, spin him back to the street. Like, la-da-dee-da-dee-da, yeah. I send them back to the streets like la da di da di da. Back to the streets. So clean when I pull up to the scene. Big goals and I put that on me. What you thinking? What's good? Fuck how you feeling? I wish a nigga would. Had to hit the husband on your homies. Stepping in your bad bitches only. My ex used to act like he owned me. Ain't enough just a dreaming like a trophy. I had that. Knew I had to trash that. Bounce on his ass, turned that boy into a flashback. I'm a five-star bitch with a price tag. Gotta find me somebody that can match that. Last one got on my last nerve. Made me go change my passwords. I hit the curve with password. You know I get the last word. Pull up in my hood, best dress. Next thing, upgrade, who's next? Rich boy, got him on deck. Good boy, tell that nigga fetch. I put my new man on a leash. Traded in my old nigga, he was just a lease. Ride around town till I leave. I gave that boy a round, spin him back to the streets. Like, la-da-dee-da-dee-da, yeah. I spin him back to the streets. Like, la-da-dee-da-dee-da, yeah. Back to the streets. Back to the streets, send you back to your old hood. On hood, baby, this is for your own good. I'm a player-ass bitch and you knew it. Had a good time, now I'm ready for some new dick. Pass it to Saweetie, now you hit it through with it. There ain't really nothing else to do with it, yeah. You know I leveled up, I can't be stuck. I wish you luck though. Consider yourself blessed. You got to fuck with the baddest. You know that I can't be kept, no, I gotta dip out. Pull up in my hood, best dress. Next thing, upgrade, who's next? Rich boy, got him on deck. Good boy, tell that nigga fetch. Yeah, put my new man on a leash. My old nigga, he was just a lease. Right around town to the I gave that boy a round, spin him back to the streets. Like, la da 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 da. Yeah, I spin him back to the streets. Like, la da 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 da.
Hello, family. This is a product of Beverly Nation, an ONE host show with your host, Poetic Jewel. On and now from Lagos, dial 516-453-9133 to tune in. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Poetic Jewels. Follow me on Instagram, POETICJEWEL.MISHA, Poetic Jewels. Misha, dropping jewels one at a time. Getting back to our guest, Ms. Mosaic Mirage, the incomparable, ever-flowing, erotic fat, the Garden of Eden. What inspired that?
Garden of Eden was inspired also, of course, by Black love. Black men are taught to suppress their feelings. They're taught to basically just keep their head held high, don't show emotion. And I wanted to get into that one because I wanted to be like, I see you, you know, I see that you're hurting, I see who you are, and it's okay, you know, compromising what made you the king. When I say compromising what made him a king, the man who wears his heart on his sleeve, like, I see you trying to hide everything. And then when I say, like, placing more roses on a grave, he's lost a lot of people, and it's just become so regular, you know. And then I get into much like clay, like, I don't know if you've ever been to any clay classes, but you have to mold with your hands constantly with water, with your warm hands. And I say, much like clay, I teach you by placing my hands against your hands. So I'm teaching you how to love you by loving yourself and recreating something to heal from. Like, you may not be able to heal those empty parts of you, but you can grow something better and something new by watering your own garden and being that Garden of Eden on earth. Like, you are my safety. I am your safety. You're safe with me. You can be vulnerable with me. Like, you are home. You know, I don't need to go anywhere else to be celebrated or to feel like I'm in heaven. My heaven is here with you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I'm touched. And I felt that. I felt that so deeply. I mean, we've all had those experiences. You don't get them, but, you know, every now and again, maybe once or twice in your lifetime. So it's beautiful to hear.
Exactly.
That expressed poetically and it's so beautiful. We really appreciate you and your sound. Before we're going to go a little bit further, you have another poem for us, and it is entitled 808.
Yes.
Before you get into 808, I think I'm going to share one with you guys. It's probably a little bit weak, but I am Poetic Jews, and I haven't had an opportunity to spit a poem myself on my show.
That's kidding.
This show is dedicated to the lifestyle and polyamory. So once you get off, you're able to check it out and maybe get an earful. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it'll be very interesting. And this poem here is called Polyamory, Male, Female, Male. So it's Polyamory MFM. That's an acronym. And I'm going to go ahead and get into it. She stood there, craving for me. She begged silently in her own way that we understood. We climaxed as a trio for the last time. If only she wasn't so addicted and not so afflicted. I wanted so desperately to walk away. One more time, she whispered in shame. She extended her hand. I felt her pain. She desired only to be ravished violently like a disgusting whore, something that I love to abhor. I fiend for this succubus who viewed me as an inanimate object of lust. She was without feeling or gag reflex for that matter, yet I worshipped her, even though I felt shattered. Her body quivering with every stroke. Her eyes rolled back, my hand around her throat. We battled inside of her blow for her affection. She was so lost, she panted ever so gently, as he and I worked relentlessly at reaching her peak, mere pawns in her web of deceit, unspoken expectations that we could never meet, speak for all of us collectively. Who am I now in my sexuality? Size 9 fingers, size 13 feet. We were such deviants, him, her, and me. In the beginning, so free in love, yet so discreet. Then there are those days when I can't breathe, wondering if when I'm thinking of her, is she thinking of me? She's so intoxicating. Am I awake or asleep? All I know is that she tastes and smells so sweet. He was so satisfied, as if every time he was served the best treat. I had grown to despise him. I needed her all for me. Silently defeated. Thank you. That poem was inspired. Mark Rebelet, I really enjoy him. He's a new artist, and he has a song called One More Time, and that beat will just take you someplace else. I was feeling so incredibly inspired listening to that song over and over again. But in this poem, I thought it was kind of, you know, it's a cliche almost for me to take on the role of the woman. I was challenged by David Little to write a poem about polyamory, and in fact, I decided to take on the role of the man and write from his perspective. I thought that was kind of dope. So that's that with this polyamory thing. And I want to allow you the opportunity to jump into 808. The floor is yours.
And sharing that. All right, so this is 808, like the sound, the bass. Play my strings like the keys between my universe, while I frame in perfect tempo and make your music with our body language. My voice crescendoing with each beat that you play inside of me. And your expression changes. As you look me in the eyes, your skin soft like cocoa butter pressed against mine, we shimmer in the night. melting into you like milk and honey, fluently speaking to my mind as we kiss, as if this was the first moment you've ever synchronized as one, as if you've never stopped time to connect to a soul like mine. As if your body has never been caressed and you've been searching the desert for something to drink, dying for your thirst to be quenched. To only have my water fill you up till your heart pours over, leaving you vulnerable, drenched in my power to stimulate your spirit like the wind I'm crashing through each branch from the tree you've uprooted to keep you protected, forgetting I'm everywhere and nowhere. I move through you and embrace all of your imperfection. As your bark ages, as we grow, flourish. You are the sun that fills me, and I am the moon, ever chasing me, hoping to meet and tangle, not knowing where one ends, the other begins. I'm illuminating the sky, paving the way with my light. I look at you and say, just like the stars, you burn so bright. Did you think I was chasing you too? It's funny we go in circles expecting there to be an end, but even when it ends, I am right there with you. When you're chasing the moon, you mustn't forget I am a woman in its purest form of divinity. You search for me, wondering which phase I'll transform into tonight. My every curve caressing the galaxy, forever changing but remaining the same. Meet me at the lunar eclipse when my body covers the essence of your night sky, elevating our minds, pouring yourself into me as our cosmos collide. Thank you.
Oh my God. this is too much. Like, I'm not a lesbian. I am not a lesbian. This is driving me the fuck crazy. Like, really, have you seen Bridgerton yet? Like, I call it a vintage porn. It's a very, very, it's an interesting show. You should probably check and imagine this poem. Bridgerton is the name of the show. I could imagine this poem being fit amongst the gentry of Bridgerton. Yes, I love it. Tell me, we have to go to a break now with DJ Olasky. I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show and sharing your work with us. Tell us again where we can find you at, Mosaic Mirage.
That's exactly how you can find me. Google me, Mosaic Mirage, no spaces. I'm on IG, Mosaic Mirage. I'm on Twitter, Mosaic_Mirage. I'm on Snapchat, Mosaic_Mirage93. I'm on OnlyFans for adult content, Mosaic Mirage. Facebook, Mosaic Mirage. Yeah, that's how you can find me.
All right, girl. I wish you the best of luck and thank you again. DJ Olasky, do your thing.
I met this girl on Baltic Avenue. You can tell now she steps on boardwalk. She was from Park Place. I asked her what she was doing on the side of town. She said she had some taxes to pay. I figured I'd take a chance in advance to go and find out more about her, cause there's more to know than the way she sways and the way that she wears her clothes or the way that she plays this game. So cold, she said she came up rough and the one income household was not enough. No. See, people used to joke a lot and tease her about her clothes not being in style.
Ooh, no, 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 no
attended junior high. She started working overtime, scrubbing floors or working on assembly lines just so she could help her mother out. And after college, they moved into Marvin's Garden, and she got a job working at the city water department to save enough cash to move into community check condos on Pennsylvania Ave. She fell in love with this dude named Ray, who was a small-time hustler from St. Charles Place.
And he was known for always being an advisor, but the problem was that he was never on her level.
She argued with her mom about Ray's work, so he was sent up date on the same day that she gave birth.
The baby never made it, it drove him nearly crazy, and she couldn't take it.
People find it hard just to hang on. You often find them in the same place complaining, instead of finding a better way of maintaining. You could have bought up the crack, wishing she would die, and just gave up on trying. Instead she grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now she on top and she cry.
The ONE Host Show with your host, Poetic Jewel, on air now from Lagos. Dial 516-439-1133 to tune in. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Poetic Jewel. Again, follow me on Instagram at poeticjewel.misha. That's poeticjewel.misha. Dropping jewels one step at a time. Again, I'd like to reiterate for those of you who may not have been here at the beginning of the show and just tuning in, we are going to tell our side of the story. Tonight's show is a special one, and I have friends here and friends from all walks of life. And on tonight's show, I'd like them to help my listeners to gain a perspective on the lifestyle. Now, for those of you who don't know what the lifestyle is, it's somewhat of a secret society made up of what I'd like to consider made up of like-minded single adults and married couples who want to explore themselves and their sexual options. And again, there are clubs, resorts, cruises, websites dedicated to entertaining the sexual revolution that has seemingly become to the internet. Today's guests have some input on a subject that they like to share. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my first guest, who goes by the name of Kay. Kay, are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
I
can you
am
hear
doing
me?
Great, Kay. Are you ready? How you feeling? Are you feeling up?
Well, I'm feeling like me, and I always feel good to me, so I hope that works.
Well, that is great. We've got another guest that I'll bring into the queue shortly, but I just wanted you to give our audience just a little bit of background about yourself in regards to the lifestyle and what your definition of it is.
I think I came into, the lifestyle at a later date and as a single woman. And so I got to experience things from a perspective that's purely about me. And so I feel like I'm not committed to the lifestyle. The lifestyle has to commit to me. It has to court me. but I think it's about freedom of being yourself as you want to be and as you define yourself.
I love that. I love that definition. I think that a lot of us like to think of it as somewhat of like a melting pot for sexual deviance, when in fact it's not that at all. I find it to be somewhat empowering. You having an option, or you
definitely
being able to, right, to be who you are and to be in an environment so full of something, and you not even have to indulge, but still be able to enjoy yourself nonetheless. Tell me how you were introduced to the lifestyle.
Well, I guess I stumbled upon it because a friend invited me, a friend of a friend, asked me how I felt about, you know, dating multiple people or multiple partners, and would I be upset if he wanted to date me, but he also wanted to date someone else. And I didn't have a problem with it because we did not form this marriage base. We will be eternal together, forever commitment. It was about meeting someone who with the like-minded, like interests. We like anime and comics together. We love the barbecue. And so it isn't just this what pole A can go in slots A, B, C, and D. It was this one, someone who was really cool, and we went from there. And so I didn't attend any activities that would lead to sexual interaction for, I think, almost a year into knowing the person who introduced me to the lifestyle.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right.
But
so
it was,
I've got...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wanted to bring you guys in so that we are able to get a male and a female perspective of the LS. That's the acronym for the lifestyle. And so what I'm going to do now is bring my next guest, Branson, out of the queue and into the conversation with us, so he can kind of go over the same stuff that you and I have just covered. Branson, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi.
I'm here. Hey, how are you doing tonight, Kay?
I'm fine, you. Nice to see you.
I'm doing
you,
good. And hey, Poetic Jewel, it's good that you. I'm so happy that you invited me in tonight to share what little wisdom I have.
Good God Almighty! You know, look, I can't. How am I supposed to do a show?
Wait a minute.
With
you
your
didn't
voice
say nothing
like
about
that.
Wisdom. You said nothing about wisdom.
I'm gonna drop some jewels. I hope. You know, a couple of tidbits.
So tell
us, not the poetic
guy.
So, what is it that
you
saw, you know?
You
said,
and Kay have Kay and I have just covered the one question, which is the one I want to cover with you. How were you? First, give me your definition of the lifestyle. What do you, how do you define the lifestyle in polyamory, if you feel like it?
The lifestyle is just basically what you make of it. You know, the lifestyle isn't people come into it with the wrong idea, I think, sometimes. People assume things about the lifestyle that aren't necessarily true. Like, you know, I see a lot of guys thinking that since women are in a lifestyle, that they're just going to just have sex with them automatically. And, you know, I think a lot of people have it misconstrued, and that's why people don't really understand what it is. It can be a beautiful thing. The lifestyle is amazing, but it can also have its, you know, its downfalls as well, with as with anything. And
I
how I got in it, Facebook group, and, you know, I was already interested in something like that before I even knew about the lifestyle. You know, I was always thinking along those lines of it would be nice to meet people who thought like this. And just, you know, one day out the blue, somebody added me to a Facebook group, and it's been on ever since. And that was probably about 8 years ago.
Okay.
Give or take 8 years.
Do you feel like, you know, like you were talking about the preconceived notions that come with it can be but do you feel like one of those preconceived notions, I think, is that people that are in have fears of commitment? Do you guys, Kay and Branson, do you guys feel like you yourselves have any fear of commitment?
I'll let Kay go.
Okay. I don't feel that I have fear of commitment. I've been married before. I've been divorced before. I've been in long-term relationships, short-term relationships. But I find that I'm less willing to commit and I'm less willing to compromise. I know who I want, what I want. I recognize that that changes based upon my mood. I feel like I no longer have to make justifications for not fitting in boxes anymore. And so unless I am met and matched on that level, no, I will not be committing, ever. But
yeah,
it does not mean
that
I have an issue with commitment. It just means that the level that I place on certain things, like commitment to a relationship, is so high and I have such high standards that we're not just going to play house, so to speak.
I understand. And with the lifestyle, I want to know about just your own general, you know, just what you think about individually is what I'm so interested in. Do you think that relationships happen in the lifestyle? Like, can they happen? I have to ask these questions. Remember, you guys may have been in, and you have a bit of knowledge that some people don't. So we have to ask these type of questions. Do you feel like relationships can and do happen in the LS, like legitimate? Like, can you find love inside of these events?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can find love anywhere. No, it's just what you're willing to, you know, be willing to do. You can find it, of course, but you have to be honest with yourself in doing so as well, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people are honest with themselves sometimes.
I agree wholeheartedly. You have to know what you want. Then one more question before we go to a break. Branson and Kate, can you love more than one person?
Doesn't everyone love more than one person already?
I know that's right, girl.
My answer
is,
of course you can. Because remember now, when we were kids, we loved everybody. And when we became adults, they told you could only love such and such. And therefore, the problem began because, you know, people are able to multitask. I don't know why we think people are so simple-minded that some people can actually multitask and do several different things, you know, at one time.
I think that we have this very monocentric society, and I think it may be more a gift from European roots that only, there can be only one way, there can be only one king, there can be only one God, there can only be one way, my way, the right way. And when there's only one way, when there's only one way, that means that everyone else that doesn't fit in this narrow, narrow spot feels wrong. And I don't believe that you're wrong, because you can't wear everyone's shoes. You should have the right to wear your shoes for your life and be appreciated for that.
I absolutely agree, you guys. And we'll be right back. We're going to go into a break with DJ Olasky. Please do your thing. Family. This is a product of Featherly Nation, the ONE Host Show with your host, Poetic Jewel. On air now from Lagos, dial 516-453-9133. to tune in, press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Poetic Jewel. Follow me on Instagram, POETICJEWEL.MISHA. That's Poetic Jewel. Misha, dropping jewels one step at a time. My guests are today, my guests are Kay and Branson, and we are covering the topic of polyamory and the lifestyle. So we want to dispel some of the negative notions that follow the lifestyle. Let me ask you, you have some platforms, you have a podcast that you do. Tell us where we can find you at so we can check you out.
Well, as of right now, it's just on my Facebook page, but feel free to send me a friend request at Branson Hill, BRANSON Hill, HILL. And I do it every Tuesday and Saturday at 10 o'clock. And we just discuss any and everything.
Have you guys got something coming up?
We actually have a performance. My brother and one of his friends just did an album. It's singing and rapping. And I actually, they're having a performance March the 6th on my page as well. So that's what we have coming up in the works.
Excellent, excellent. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to shout them out and to give us your platform.
I appreciate that. And the name of the album is Just Buddha. You can find it on all streaming outlets, and it's amazing. If you want to hear something different, like mature, grown rap and singing, check it out. It'll be right up your alley.
And what's the name of it?
Just Buddha. JustBudha. And you can find it on all streaming platforms.
All right. Now we're going to jump right back into our conversation about the lifestyle and polyamory. Myself, I believe in experiences versus I'm not a type of person ever live vicariously through other people, and I try not to talk about what I don't know about. I don't have to experience so much to say everything, but I was curious enough to go, and I went to a club here in Fayetteville called You Know Where, and I was able to come across. I had the pleasure of meeting this lady. She was fresh out of her marriage, newly divorced, and she was uncomfortable. It was a swingers club, and it was both of our first time there, but I could tell that she was a little bit, you know, she was out of her element. She was more homely, what she explained to me was that, you know, she'd never done anything. She'd just been a wife so many years and bored in a loveless marriage, and that she wanted to explore herself and her options. And I thought it was so interesting. I kind of sat back and just kind of watched her. That's all that I did. I just kind of watched what was going on, just learning the setting, because oftentimes we want to snub our nose up at things when we don't even have any idea what they consist of. And so on that night, I was even able to dispel some of even my own negative notions. You guys, tell me, since you've been in the lifestyle, has your perspective changed at all from when you initially got in, like what you thought about it versus what it really is?
I think for me,
for me, basically, I got into it thinking that it was just a big fuck fest, you know, and that was one of the biggest misconceptions I came into it with, thinking that it was just anything goes. But I had to learn that, you know, that's not how it operates, and you can mold it into anything you want it to be. And that was really my take of it, like, at that time. Like, that was what I, like, my first party I went to, like, you were talking about YKW. My first time, one of my friends is like, you know, she's throwing a party. I was like, cool. So I'm thinking it's going to be, like, a little quaint event, maybe 20 people. And I get there, and they got the whole upstairs booked out. nothing but swingers. And it was kind of overwhelming for the first time. So, yeah, I definitely know her feeling.
I think for me, my experience has changed in that I'm learning not to, or learned that you are going to be introduced to people on a whole different spectrum of humanity. And by that, I don't mean that they're different. I mean that you're going to get a diversity. And I think we mentioned this earlier, and it's almost like going to the airport. You're going and you're going on vacation, or you're going with your destination in mind, and everyone else is going with your destination, and you're crisscrossing, and you're meeting in this space. And so I've learned to, I guess, meet travelers and accept that they're coming and going. And I don't mean that as a sexual euphemism. I really do mean, like, some people are just people you're going to say hi and bye in passing. Some people you're going to feel a connection with. Some people you're not going to feel a connection with. Some people you're going to be like, eh. But it really is about you and your destination and what flight you pick. It's about you being in the driver's seat. And if you don't take the driver's seat, then you'll end up tagging along on someone else's journey.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly, 100%. And on that note, let us go in and get into our first caller. Caller number one, are you there?
All right, caller number one, you there? Okay, they might just want to listen. That's okay. We do have another caller. Caller number two, you on the line right now with 48 Jules and the O&E host intern show.
Hello. Hi, it's Nick. Nick, I just want to give my support. I just chimed in, so I don't know what the topic is. I would love to
Wow. Okay, well, Nick, we are talking about polyamory and the lifestyle.
Oh,
my guests are Branson and Kate. Are you aware of
Hello?
Or have any interest? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard somebody else's voice.
Okay. So, Nick, are you aware of the lifestyle? You haven't been listening to the show, so I guess we'll go back and we'll explain to you a little bit. The lifestyle is... it's like a secret society, I guess, of like-minded individuals who care to explore themselves sexually and their options, you know. And so maybe you have heard of the term swingers.
Yes, I got those on my page. Oh, yeah, I got plenty of that. I got plenty of those on my page. Oh, yes. Okay, let me tell you, Facebook, I was talking about this earlier. You just gave me a subject, okay? All right, so I was talking about it earlier because there's a lot of things on social media that people don't understand, like behind the scenes of just Facebook and Facebook Live and DMs. There are Facebook groups they pretend to be like, oh, this is just a social gathering group. I'm going to drop some names. Venus versus Mars is one of those groups on Facebook. They talk about a lot of adult talk, but they're secretly wanting to create a swinger group. A second one, Social Fitness. He is this guy, Barry Gill, he's an admin. He really is not about social fitness. They basically... hey, post a picture of you laying on the bed. The more seductive your pictures are, they will inbox you. And they, you want to join in this other group? And there's these Facebook Messenger chat groups where they trade pictures, new pictures, new videos, vibrators, sex with people. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that happened. That's going on Facebook. Yeah, that's why I don't trust guys on Facebook. Because when I see that green light on, I be spying and stalking them. If I'm talking to them, I be stalking them. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. And I was invited to go into one. And I caused them to shut one of them down, and they created another one.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, there's a lot. I heard there's a military group. I used to get in trouble a lot in there. That's why I stopped going in them, because, like, if you do, like say something and someone don't like it, they will secretly want to report you so you can't comment in here. Yeah, I still got one of the groups. He ended up removing everybody out of the group, but I still got that thread. And these are women that either they're single or married or in a relationship, these men and women, on Facebook. They just keep it a secret because the rule is if you come in this group, you're not supposed to share any of those videos outside of the group. Any of those videos are pictures, nude pictures, videos. There's women in here, there's strippers in here that strip for a living. They was doing sending videos with them with dildos or playing with themselves in a vibrator.
Oh my god.
Guys are showing their member. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're doing that, they
right.
still do that.
Well,
yeah.
Nick, I
oh,
am
yeah.
so incredibly grateful for all we are actually trying to dispel some of the negative notions of connotations that come along with the title lifestyle. And here you come. So let me ask you this. Have you had an opportunity to go to an event, Nick?
Yes.
Who is that, Kay?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, when you said secret, like, groups and swingers, I went, ooh, I got those right there.
Well,
you are exactly
who we are talking about. Have you had an opportunity to go to an event, Nick?
Hold on, guys. There's a lot of feedback in the background. Somebody, just stay still, please. All right.
Okay. So, Nick,
have
Nick,
I had
I was
the opportunity?
If you had an opportunity event to go to one of their parties.
Uh-uh. You know, they never succeeded yet. They, like, so far since I was in that group, they always fail because people would secretly take some pictures out of that Facebook Messenger chat and post it somewhere, and so they caused them to shut it down. Maybe Venus and Mars probably got successful. They're established in California, but they do have people from everywhere. And then social fitness, it's funny because people used to post their workout videos in there or their competition pictures in there. And one of my friends is a competitor, and he was in there. Uh-huh.
I could only imagine,
he didn't understand why he was getting a light. And I said, look, I said, because his middle name is Man Marvel. I said, Man Marvel, me and him talking to Mr. I said, go back in social fitness. Go look at all the other pictures and other posts and look at your competitor posts. They're only getting women to be seductive so they can inbox them, hey, you want to go in this other group. The more seductive you show them.
I love you. I love all that you have to tell us. But we are going to caller number two. I'm going to be listening to your show soon. And I thank you for tuning in and for your input,
you're
girl.
Welcome.
Have a great one.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Caller number
thank
two.
You
are you in the queue? Caller number two?
Oh, yes. How you doing?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Look, this is the Magic Man. I'm a host at LONE, and I'm calling in for a friend. This friend of mine has actually been in a convent for like the last 10 years, and she's been really, really sexually oppressed. And she's listening to the show, and she, what was that? Hold on for a minute. And she want to know, before she leave this convent, she want to know, can y'all make it worth her while?
What?
I said I'm calling in for a friend of mine that's been in a convent.
Oh no, we
for the
heard,
last
we
10
heard
years.
What you said, but I don't understand when you say can who make it work? What is it exactly that you mean or that you're implying? I mean, whatever it is that she's looking for, if she's are you referring to like a sexual adventure of some sort?
She's listening to the show, and she says that she's been sexually oppressed and living in this convent for over 10 years. So she's kind of curious and wondering before she leaves this position. She want to know, will it be worth her while, is what she's asking.
I mean, it's worth anybody's while. If you think it's for you, it's worth checking out. You know, you can't go in there with any preconceived notions or anything, but I'll also say that it's not for everybody either, though. It's just not, as you can tell by some of the conversations that you're having. Everything isn't for everybody. It sounds cool, stuff like that, but, you know, you really have to be of a certain mind frame to do something like this.
And it's, this I think is that my was, point of view. If he's had 10 years of committed experience in a convent context, I don't think that the very next step is a polyamorous relationship. I think there's some work that has to be done before you leave a lifetime commitment to a church and a religious organization. There's like some head, heart, mental stuff that has to go on before she's even in the space to start putting her vagina on the table, so to speak. So I appreciate that you are representing her sexual interest as being her friend. Then you may want to look at her as a whole being as to why is she leaving her situation and where is she going to once she leaves this? Because if she's living in a convent, she's going to be homeless when she leaves. So I think that's
right.
A bit more important than where she's putting her vagina. And I think if she's homeless, that may also influence where she may be putting her vagina. So
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I understand. She said she's secure financially and otherwise. Hold on a minute. Yeah, she's secure financially and otherwise. She just wanted to know for the community setting.
She doesn't have a job. Right. Her job is she has a vial of poverty. Like she's like, from what I'm saying, forgive my language, she's a fucking nun, or she's a nun who wants to fuck. So my understanding is that she has no job, she has no home, she's about to leave because of her loins. So you may want to put in some, hey sis, you can come stay over here, and you cool, and you can fuck who you want to fuck. But I think asking a whole bunch of group of people who have no idea what it's like to live in a convent or to be in her situation is a little bit disingenuous for her. But that's just my opinion.
And on that note, we'll do our best to have Nick to touch on this topic because she knows about some places where your friend the nun can go directly and get, I think, what it is that she's looking for. So we'll have to get Nick back up here. And on that note, we're going to go into a break. DJ Olasky, we'll be right back.
Question love that was made. I'm not looking.
All right. That's my song. This is a product of Beverly Nation, the O&E host show with your host, Poetic Jewel. On air now from Lagos, dial 516-453-9133 to tune in. Press 1 to join. A conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is your host, Poetic Jewels. Follow me on Instagram, dropping jewels one step at a time. Again, we're going to, as we begin to wrap it up, it's getting kind of late. We have had an awesome show. I am so grateful for you guys, even our callers. Again, we've got to make sure we get Nick to call back in so she could clarify some things for the fucking nun. What was she? I guess she was a fucking nun, the nun that wanted to fuck. We could get her hooked up because we don't have information on that kind of stuff, but we do know about a society that has offered somewhat of a place of solace for those who are more open-minded to exploring their options sexually. It's not that you come in and, again, you having all of this indiscriminate, promiscuous activity taking place. Sometimes you can go to an event and you can
Yes, you do.
You can sit around and y'all can drink. You can go bowling, boat rides,
Super Bowl parties.
The biggest thing is don't come in thinking sex.
Right. And if you were presented with an opportunity or you felt curious about exploring yourself or going to a lifestyle party, please feel free to do so and understand that if you're in the right place, it is a pressure-free environment. You must always be, like Ren said, you at the airport. That's the best way to think about it. You're not going to go in the airport trying to be like nobody else. You're not going to go in the airport. You're going to do what you do at an airport. You're going to be yourself. So,
you try to find a drink. Well, at least that's what I do when I go to the airport. And try to find a drink. At least what I do when I go to the airport. I check in and I want a drink.
Yeah, you don't have drinks on. You don't have drinks on deck. And again, you know, I think it's good for you. You know, I don't look forward. I wouldn't want anybody to look forward to. You don't have to go to that extreme. You do what you can do in, you know, the realms of your own comfort. But I just wanted to have an opportunity to bring some friends on and some people with some true life experiences to share with you and help you to not be ignorant about, you know, the subject, because it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't even have to be about sex. It's just about there's a power that comes in knowing what you really want versus doing what everybody else is doing. And with that, I want to give Branson, do you have something that you'd like to say before we get off?
No, I just appreciate you bringing me on tonight. And like I say, go check out Just Buddha, JustBuddha, on all music streaming platforms. You might surprise yourself and actually like it. And that's about it. I appreciate the chance to speak.
All right. And Kay.
Court, his voice. That's my only request. I'm not sure if I want him to keep talking or stop
Branson.
Talking. And yes. I'm not sure what request I need to make first. I'm like, okay, I need a minute. Do I need to put myself together? Do I need him to keep going? Like, wait a minute. Let me check in with myself. Hold on. What do we need, girl? What do we need?
He could make a conversation about peanut butter and jelly sound hot, right?
I'll have a telephone book. I'll dig one up for you to read. Mr. Jones, 7th Street.
I'm always flattered when I get that compliment. Yeah. I'm extremely flattered, and I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? That always gives me the Grinch that stole Christmas grin, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Gang, gang.
All right, so. No, that's right. Hopefully y'all get a chance to link. I'll see you guys soon. And again, I thank you so much. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to give DJ Oleg the rest of this time to do his thing. It is in time.
Listen. I thank Kay and Branson for coming on this radio show. First of all, our network is always shocked and awe. And so you guys are just part of that legacy. you know, you said, was she, and I, you know, I can actually curse because it's rated R, was the woman a fucking nun? I wrote that down as one of the top phrases in only dynasty history. A lot of people, you know, they disdain, you know, that life. And I think, you know, just what Branson said, thank you, Branson. If it's not for you, then turn off your damn station. But if it is for you, join in. And, you know, and another thing, too, be responsible. I like what Kay and Branson also said, Boy Jules. You know, it's not all about sex. We got a chance to know you. And especially, you know, now, I don't know what's going on in the COVID-19 environment. Because, you know, you know, really, that them juices, whatever was going on, you must want to get sick. So you got to really be, you know, discerning and who you want to, you know, allow your body to be shared with. So let's be responsible, folks. You know, like Branson said, hey, ain't all about the sex, but guess what? If the sex is good, stay right where you are, right there. You're open these stations. Of course, tomorrow night, we come back with International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shirani for the class of 2018. The woman twin that always gets it in, Andrea Presley, and National Syndicated Radio, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Devil Nation's advertising to O&E, which is all of Devil and Goes to Enterprises. You reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on at devlet.com. We're at Gozy Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladeli Malaver and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, the O&E Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? oladeley.ingozymy@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malaver and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, Poetic Jules, you got 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go in the program.
Well, I want to say good night to all of you. I have had such a good time. I feel good. I'm going to rest easy. It's raining out here in North Carolina, and I hope you guys have a great night. Thank you.
You know what, Misha, you know, it's funny, you know, you being from New York and all, you know, I can't end the show without this one. You know what I mean? Now, of course, I usually don't do requests at the end of shows, but I think this song, I think, really, really will really matter to a whole lot of other folk out there. And I think sometimes you just might need something in your life to be able to be, you know, on point with. And what a show tonight, and there's no way in the world. I got to go to South Jamaica, Queens. I got to go to Farmers Boulevard.
Hello. I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, tear drops me, my eyes blur, as I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I never dish another raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Everybody.